would be hard to identify the very first person that ever began snow skiing. The concept has been around for a long time, but one club lays claim to a very important part of the story, and it's today's edition on The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
They say this place is the birthplace of organized snow skiing. You may ask how any location can make such a claim.
Red Wing, Minnesota was actually the first ski club, and they had a competition a year before us, but the Ishpeming Ski Club was founded in 1887, and Red Wing went off the radar for about 50 years.
And because this ski club has been in continuous existence longer than anyone else, it often gets dubbed the birthplace of organized skiing. Gary Rasmussen's father was an Olympic ski jumper, and Gary competed in college and beyond.
It's fun to fly that far. Anybody who slid down a hill on alpine skis know that it's fun to go over a rise and go 10 feet. So when kids start to jump 20 feet, then 40 feet, then 60 and beyond, it's a blast.
There are five hills in one, if you will, here at Suicide Bowl. Gary remembers the first time he ascended the tallest 90-meter platform called Suicide Hill.
When I first jumped Suicide Hill, I was the youngest one to ever jump it at age 13 in 1972. Today we have 10 and 12-year-olds come out and jump it, and they call it a nice little hill.
Today jumpers use their skis to get more lift, reducing speed in the air and making it safer to jump.
It's very exhilarating. You know, when you get the air pressure on a 90-meter hill, put your hand out the window when you're going 55 or 60, and you got all you can do to hold it against the wind. The wind will take your hand. So take your whole body and 8-foot, 4-inch skis that are 4.5 inches wide, and imagine that in the sky, flying 200-300 feet. There's nothing like it.
You can watch our TV version of this story by following the American Countryside on Facebook and see Gary and the kids on the hill. Traveling the countryside in Ishpeming, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.